Chapter 20. Hagrid's Tale. Harry sprinted up to the boys' dormitory to fetch the invisibility cloak and the marauder's map from his trunk. He was so quick that he and Ron were ready to leave at least 5 minutes before Hermione hurried back down from the girls' dormitories, wearing scarf, gloves, and one of her own knobbly elf hats.
"Well, it's cold out there," she said defensively as Ron clicked his tongue impatiently.
They crept through the portrait hole and covered themselves hastily in the cloak. Ron had grown so much he now needed to crouch to prevent his feet showing. Then, moving slowly and cautiously, they proceeded down the many staircases, pausing at intervals to check the map for signs of Filch or Mrs. Norris. They were lucky. They saw nobody but nearly headless Nick, who was gliding along absent-mindedly humming something that sounded horribly like "Weasley is our king." They crept across the entrance hall and then out into the silent, snowy grounds. With a great leap of his heart, Harry saw little golden squares of light ahead and smoke coiling up from Hagrid's chimney. He set off at a quick march, the other two jostling and bumping along behind him, and they crunched excitedly through the thickening snow until at last they reached the wooden front door. When Harry raised his fist and knocked 3 times, a dog started barking frantically inside.
"Hagrid! It's us!" Harry called through the keyhole.
"Should have known," said a gruff voice.
They beamed at one another under the cloak. They could tell that Hagrid's voice was pleased.
"Been home 3 seconds. Out the way, Fang. Out the way, you dozy dog."
The bolt was drawn back, the door creaked open, and Hagrid's head appeared in the gap. Hermione screamed.
"Merlin's beard, keep it down," said Hagrid hastily, staring wildly over their heads. "Under that cloak, are you? Well, get in, get in."
"I'm sorry,"
Hermione gasped, as the three of them squeezed past Hagrid into the house and pulled the cloak off themselves so he could see them.
"I just... Oh, Hagrid."
It's nothing," said Hagrid hastily, shutting the door behind them and hurrying to close all the curtains.
But Hermione continued to gaze up at him in horror. Hagrid's hair was matted with congealed blood, and his left eye had been reduced to a puffy slit amid a mass of purple and black bruises. There were many cuts on his face and hands, some of them still bleeding, and he was moving gingerly, which made Harry suspect broken ribs. It was obvious that he had only just got home. A thick black travelling cloak lay over the back of a chair, and a haversack large enough to carry several small children leaned against the wall inside the door. Hagrid himself, twice the size of a normal man and 3 times as broad, was now limping over to the fire and placing a copper kettle over it.
"What happened to you?"
Harry demanded, while Fang danced around them all, trying to lick their faces.
"Told you, nothing," said Hagrid firmly. "Want a cuppa?"
"Come off it," said Ron. "You're in a right state."
"I'm telling you, I'm fine," said Hagrid, straightening up and turning to beam at them all, but wincing. "Blimey, it's good to see you three again. Had good summers, did you?"
"Hagrid, you've been attacked," said Ron.
"For the last time, it's nothing," said Hagrid firmly.
"Would you say it was nothing if one of us turned up with a pound of mince instead of a face?" Ron demanded. "You ought to go and see Madame Pomfrey, Hagrid," said Hermione anxiously. "Some of those cuts look nasty."
"I'm dealing with it all right," said Hagrid repressively.
He walked across to the enormous wooden table that stood in the middle of his cabin and twitched aside a tea towel that had been lying on it. Underneath was a raw, bloody, green-tinged steak, slightly larger than the average car tire.